From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, a clean bill of health for the Essequibo River ends a cyanide spill scare. A quiet day for Montserrat, but the volcano watch continues. And the benefit for spin twins Ramadan and Valentine takes a turn for the worse. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Pan American Health Organization has endorsed a Guyana government announcement that cyanide levels in the Essequibo River no longer pose a health threat. It was on August 20th that a dam burst at the Omai gold mine, 150 miles southwest of Georgetown, spilling millions of liters of water mixed with cyanide into the river. It was initially reported as a major environmental disaster, and it led to three CARICOM countries banning the importation of Guyanese seafood. But as Ken Richards now reports, the Essequibo has been given a clean bill of health.
The administration in Georgetown reports that over the last few days, measures to contain the flow of cyanide waste from the Omai gold mines have been successful. A health ministry statement explains that continuous monitoring of the situation shows that a health threat to human and aquatic life from cyanide poisoning do not exist any longer. PAHO, which has been active in assessing the problems associated with the recent cyanide spill into the Essequibo, supports the position. PAHO's Barbados-based official, Dr. Karen Seeley, agrees that the cyanide levels there are consistently below the accepted stringent World Health Organization guidelines for drinking quality water. While the Essequibo is expected to remain discolored in the immediate future, the health ministry in Georgetown is advising the public that it is now safe to enter the water to bathe and consume fish, among other activities. Georgetown remains angry that at least three CARICOM states have banned Guyanese seafood exports because of the spill. Dr. Seeley, too, believes the bans enforced by Barbados, Jamaica, and St. Lucia were largely unnecessary.
Ken Richards. And Guyana's Foreign Minister Clement Rohi says his country is relieved to hear that the vital Essequibo River has been given the clean bill of health. He told me the whole cyanide spillage episode had led to much misunderstanding outside Guyana.
You know, at one time it was felt by some overseas that this whole country was cyanized as a result of this unfortunate environmental accident. So I think that by and large we're all relieved of this clean bill of health. And the Ministry of Health has now signaled to the residents in the area that they can now return to normal life. But I think that the misconceptions that were formulated overseas as a result of this accident ought now to be removed, and trading relations with Guyana and those countries who unilaterally impose those bans ought to now correct the situation.
But you have been quite critical of the three countries that announced bans, Jamaica, St. Lucia, and Barbados, but surely you have some understanding for their position. You could imagine the criticism that would come their way if they were to import cyanide-contaminated seafood.
Well, that of course, we have an understanding that each government has the right to take care of the health needs of their people and so on. We have absolutely no disagreement or argument with that. But the point is that the imports or the exports from Guyana to those countries come from way out in the deep Atlantic. And there's no way, absolutely no way whatsoever, by which that accident could have influenced thousands of miles out in the deep sea. What we thought would have happened was that calls would have been made to Guyana for information. In other words, those bans were imposed not as a result of information that was obtained, but lack of information on the matter.
Now, on the question of the Omai gold mine itself, are you sure yet whether or not it will be able to resume operations, or is there a feeling within the government that perhaps Guyana would be better off without it?
No, well, you know, this matter was discussed in the National Assembly. It had the unanimous support of all the parties, with the exception of the Working People's Alliance. Parliament took a decision that the Omai mining operations will not turn the wheels of industry until we've studied the reports and come to a joint decision that the operations ought to start back once again. But interestingly, today, the Omai Gold Mines Limited issued a very positive statement accepting full responsibility for the spillage. They spoke about the role as a corporate citizen and the partnership they have with the government, and they've accepted the blame, and they will take full responsibility for all the concerns and the charges that will arise out of this unfortunate episode.
But in the meantime, criticism from, I believe, your counterpart in Venezuela, who accuses Guyana of exploiting the environment for financial gain, essentially, without any consideration for the damage done. Have you responded to those comments from Venezuela?
Well, our ambassador in Venezuela, Mr. Sasto, has held a press briefing where he has put Guyana's position very clearly to the Venezuelan media. So I would not dramatize that too much. This is a normal message that Venezuela sends to us.
Yes, perhaps it would be regarded.